Welcome to SAP Insights Matter, where we have experts to help you scale and grow your business. My name is Ramon Ray. ERP is important to companies that want to grow and scale. Recently, Infotech Research Group had an award, and SAP was the recipients of that award. Ilya Maurer, thanks for joining us today. How are you?
Good. How are you doing?
I'm fantastic. I mean, sitting next to you, couldn't be better.
Nice.
So, Ilya, tell us a little bit about Infotech Research Group. What do you guys do and why is it so important?
So, Infotech Research Group is a research and advisory firm. We work with the members across IT organizations, typically across infrastructure, across applications, across CIO, working with quite a diverse range of organizations and the IT shops that support them.
And for example, why are they coming to you? What's their pain point? What's their problem that Infotech Research Group is helping
them solve? They're coming out to us, particularly my group in enterprise applications. They come to us for, you know, strategy around their technologies. They come to us for selection work. They come to us for an independent third party perspective on the industry and the vendors in it.
Got it. Okay, so tell us about this award. I mean, you have a award that comes out focused on ERP. Mm-hmm. What is that award about and why is it so important to the industry?
Yeah, so every year we run a research called Select and Implement ERP, mm-hmm. And that's a research that's meant to essentially present a view of the market and the landscape across a number of different use cases. So use cases could be organizations looking, for example, for a small, medium enterprise application that mm-hmm. supports their operations, whether it's manufacturing, service-based organizations, and other areas. And in that process, in that research, we go through an analysis, research around specific vendors, and we evaluate a number of different lenses. One is the evaluation of a solution or a product, mm-hmm. and the other is the evaluation of a particular vendor. So their viability in the market, their sales channels, their reach.
So this is not an easy award. I mean, this is intense. It's kind of like taking an SAT test or something. It's a very intense award.
Sometimes it feels that way, both from a research side and from a market side. But but it is meant to be an analysis of an industry and an analysis that takes into consideration not just the things vendors are saying, but truly things that our membership is saying. Membership of about 3,000 members.
Right.
What we find in terms of our secondary research, what mm-hmm. we do in our primary research. So it's quite intense.
Okay. So SAP won this award. Why did they win the award? What's so special about SAP that had them stand out amongst their peers and win?
Yeah. So we look at the industry and the vendors ranking within a particular use case, and SAP performed quite well for both its business by design and business all-in-one mm-hmm. solutions in a number of those use cases. And the reasoning for that really is that it's strong fit in terms of the features that we evaluated. We evaluated features. Not just the table stakes or things you can expect from most solutions, but mm-hmm. truly differentiating or advanced features as well. And SAP performed quite well in those areas.
Yeah, and I know that today, earlier in the discussion, we talked mm-hmm. about some of the SAP being a platform for scaling and growth, and somebody said that you really can't outgrow SAP. Mm-hmm. Did some of those factors come in as you guys are thinking of the award? Is that
part of it? One of the areas we evaluate is truly the viability of a vendor. And viability is important in this industry because there's a lot of acquisition in this space. There's a lot of consolidation, and that creates uncertainty for, mm-hmm. for members and for clients. We call clients members.
Right.
it creates a lot of uncertainty. So one of the evaluation factors is truly looking at the vendor and saying, how likely is that vendor to be around in 5 years, in 10 years, in 15 years? Because that purchasing life cycle for an ERP is quite long.
It's not something you want to switch every week.
It's not something that you want to switch
every few years or something.
For sure. And if you're switching it every year, you probably didn't do it right.
Right. And then just talk about the methodology. Let's get, if you can, a little bit behind their award the process and the survey. How does that work? And in summary, help educate us on how that methodology works.
Yeah. So we do a couple of different things. First of all, we look at the solution. So we speak to vendors. Mm-hmm. We speak to our membership. We start the process truly with breaking out functionality into table stakes in specific use cases. Use cases, again, being those scenarios unique to organizations, right? So if you're an organization that manufactures things and makes widgets, or whether it's discrete manufacturers, process manufacturers, or an organization that's a service providing company, right?
Which is going to have two different needs.
And exactly. Mm-hmm. So the set of features that you're looking for versus another organization might be different. We take the approach that no two organizations are the same, right. So why look at them as one?
Got it.
Right. So what we do is start the process by trying to understand those use cases, defining the use cases, and defining the features important to those audiences. Mm-hmm. Once we define those features, we then identify or weigh them based on whether it's a manufacturing use case, whether it's a service-based use case, is it professional services, mm-hmm. is it service automation, is it all those good things? And then we proceed to actually looking at the solutions and see how they perform mm-hmm. within those areas. So we evaluate two things. We evaluate the actual product. And
this is rigorous then?
It's pretty rigorous. I would say it's pretty rigorous. It's a process that we've been at for a period of time. There's a lot of, there's a lot of work that goes into it.
Another question for you. So again, let's putting aside SAP for right now. When companies are evaluating solutions and platforms, you know, you guys have done this for some time now. You've evaluated lots of companies. Can you think of the top two, three, four things that you're thinking, Ramon? If you're a business looking to scale and grow, and you're looking for solutions such as SAP happens to provide, but again, putting them aside, what are some of the top things you're thinking that a vendor has to have in order to excel in this ecosystem?
Yes, so we get involved in a lot of pre-selection work with clients. We do, you know, workshops and other such work. And a lot of the things that organizations are looking for are truly solutions that, you know, first of all, they can grow with, solutions that can scale with them as they grow, whether they're expanding in their one line of business, whether they're diversifying into other verticals. Now, truly looking at solutions that, you know, they're able to scale, solutions that they don't necessarily have to, you know, build on top of. They don't have to customize to some extent. They expect the level of abstraction for a solution that allows them to do things that focus on what they're trying to do as a business, as opposed to, you know, having to go behind the scenes and figure out how to actually tweak and figure things.
We heard today from one panelist. I think she said, "I can with few clicks, I can make SAP dance." Something like that she referred to. So going back to, so I want to code less and do less work to make it work for me.
And that's the configuration versus customization conversation, right? I mean, you want to get as much of the functionality out of the box as you can. And a lot of the members we speak to are very much about that.
Right.
They recognize that, you know, as much as they like to say that they're unique, the reality is that, you know, a lot of organizations are unique because they behave uniquely.
Which is not
and
good.
That's not always a good thing. They don't do it because they have to. They do it because, you know, this is how it's always been, right? We get a lot of the, you know, you ask a member, why are you the way you are? And they say, well, that's how I've always been.
Infotech Research is based in Canada. SAP is a global company and definitely has a presence in Canada. How do you say that SAP plays in Canada, if you had to talk about the Canadian footprint of SAP in Canada?
So Infotech Research Group is actually both in Canada and the US. So we see kind of both sides of the equation. We see SAP quite a bit in Canada, but we also see it in organizations that are global, right? Organizations that have operations in the US potentially as their headquarters, and also have operations in Canada, right? Whether it's distribution or sales or other types of organization as well. So I would say that, you know, as far as the footprint goes, Canada is a smaller country. I mean, we're only 35 million people today. Yeah, so much, much smaller than the US landscape here, and of course the European space too. But that, I would say that the same challenges exist.
But you have prettier landscape and natural resources than we do.
Well, you know, that's
is that debatable?
That's definitely debatable. But I will not disparage my home country.
Awesome. But Ilya Maor from Infotech Research Group, it's been great talking to you. And this is SAP Insights Matter.
To watch more of these shows, go to growthmattersnetwork.com.